Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives.
This week on Storyline, we hear from Mercedes Goodine and Kedrick Shore Jr., members of United Progressive Baptist Church. In 2008, Kedrick was focused on making money rather than meeting girls, until Apollo flew and Daphne held the chase. Or was it the other way around? Anyway, this is the story of how they met.
Okay, how did we meet?
Well, I'll explain this one. I saw Mercedes Goodine in the cafeteria. I wasn't really attracted to her at the time. I just looked at her like, oh, she cute. Well, I was a little hard-headed back then. The only thing I wanted was the money. Just come to school, get it over with, and I ain't care about no girl or nothing. And I remember her having a boyfriend. And a boyfriend, he wasn't no good. So, I think I had started talking to her over the phone and things like that. And, like, 2 days later, at Winston-Salem State, they had a little program going on. And I saw her and her friend. And she just kept looking at me, kept looking at me. And then I had left out, and she followed me out. And I was looking at her like,
Bye. No, nobody followed you out, period.
You and my sisters and Duana had followed me out and stuff.
We wouldn't follow you out. We came outside. You was outside.
Okay, but I was outside first. I had walked up the stairs inside the little building, and she followed me up there and said, what's your name? And I was trying to play a little role, a little hard role. Like, so why you want to know my name? And stuff like that. And she asked me like 3 times, and I still ignored them. Saw her in school. I had started developing feelings for her. Like, and met her. She had more mature than most girls. So I kind of liked that. So that's when I gave it a chance. And ever since then, it's been great.
Okay, let me tell my side of the story. Okay, anyways, I met Kedrick in school. Me and his sister used to hang out, whatever. One day we was in the cafeteria. I was sitting down at the table. He came over there and started talking to me, playing. And I didn't even know him at the time, him and his friend. Then, you know, he asked me for my number or whatever. But he texted, but he never had called. And then we had went to the Winston-Salem thing, as you was talking about. And I said, what's your name, even though I already knew your name. Your sister had told me. And
my point.
We had started talking then and stuff. And I don't know. It's been a good relationship. We've been 4 years, so it's good.
4 hard, long years.
Yep.
But it was worth it.
Listen to other stories from our community at storylineproject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.